Stacy. I've waited my whole life to hear you speak. Don't you have anything relevant to say?
Don't ask me. I'm just a girl.
Right on. Say it, sister.
Off my eyes, I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand, 'cause I'm just a girl.
From the heart of Broadway, here on historic downtown Cape Girardeau. What's that address, Mandy?
No, I refuse.
So did I, Broadway, for all your gaming needs.
Where you can now enter in a contest to win a free PS4 or Xbox One. Just for every $20 you spend at the store, you get a free ticket.
That's a true story.
Is that your impersonation of the Micro Machine Man?
No. No one can do that impersonation.
Nope.
Hey, guess what? It's Tanner Thursday. Here, here.
Yes.
I just want to say, you looked like if you didn't say 709 Broadway, you were going to implode.
That may have happened.
I saw the bunch up of you like, I must say it.
It's the gimmick.
It has to be said.
It has to be said every time and the full thing. You can't just say 709 Broadway. You just can't say Gaming Grounds. It has to be Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs. They do pre-orders and special orders.
Yep.
And now you've technically said it twice this time.
Say it
and we have a contest.
And we get 72 virgins.
Or Beetlejuice.
Wait a minute.
It's the same guy. We do have a contest. See store for details. It's Tanner Thursday on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm the host of Tanner Thursday.
Are you?
Well, yeah, because Tanner ain't here.
Yep. He might be back in October.
I hope so. All right, guys, kids, we're 2 weeks away from Terrifying Tanner Thursdays on the Podzilla 1985 Network.
Yes.
I did not get to join in last year because I was going through some things.
And you went to Pennsylvania.
Wait, Mandy's on the show, right?
Yes.
I was going through some shit last year.
You know she's going to drop it later. So she doesn't swear on Nerd Up.
That's because you've put that in their head. Mandy, you could say whatever you want on this
show. Okay, but I got really confused by me.
Yeah, because Shannon specifically asks before, Mandy, are you okay with a lot of swearing? Which is a joke because Mandy swears more than most of us.
She had a mouth like a sailor, that one.
But I'm adorable. Really.
She is adorable.
And I'm on a different show.
Speaking of,
bet you're all mind fucked.
Oh! F-bomb already. Mandy Kennedy's on the show tonight.
Hey!
Normally on Nerd Up. Exclusively on Nerd Up.
Yes, up to this point.
This is really true. This is a new experience for me, folks.
And then Jesse Kimball, of course, down at the end.
Yo, yo.
Host of Nerd Up.
It's a true story.
Amongst other things here on the network. And then Lindsay Wolfgang to the right.
Hi.
Who has a green feather in her hair.
And my game just crashed.
Bum, bum, bum.
This is part of the course for Thursday shows.
Yeah, Lindsay is rocking the earth tones today.
I don't have my Emoji Blitz, and it won't let me.
DS is in the car.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the Sunday show, but I
have not yet.
Mandy,
I told her, though.
Okay, I was going to say, Mandy was playing her DS.
Yeah.
It's in my
she
car.
Was the Lindsay.
Should have grabbed it.
I still pay attention when I play things. I'm sorry.
I talked.
Yeah.
Was that?
Huh?
Never mind.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, I was thinking of the other night. In this stuff.
I don't know what's happening.
It's
okay. I focus better if I'm doing something else while I'm doing things.
No, I mean, I do the same thing. It's just I talk so much on these shows that I can't focus on too much else.
When you host the show, when you're in the hot seat like I am right now, and when Jesse is on Sundays, you have to stay focused. You have to look at everybody and talk. You have
to
drive the conversation. Well, you can't just, I can't sit here and play World of Warcraft while we record.
That's different.
You can play Minesweeper.
Does that still exist?
Actually, not on Windows 10.
Mandy broke me.
Yeah, same thing with Solitaire. They're now premium applications you have to download
Solitaire
from the Windows
isn't
Store.
On anymore. I'm like,
wait,
what the
on.
Heck? They still have FreeCell on there, but they don't have Solitaire.
What about Spider Solitaire?
Spider's still on there.
Wait, you're telling me Minesweeper is now a premium application?
Well, you don't have to pay for it, but it's a freemium game now.
How is that not pre-installed?
Right?
That was pre-installed on this can of Surge.
They still have Paint. You could doodle on Paint.
They do have Paint still in Windows 10.
Believe me, I know. How do you think I make our awesome flyers?
You ask me to make them in Photoshop, and I send them to you via Facebook.
No, that's when I want to make good flyers.
Oh, okay.
The awesome
Shannon,
flyers.
Shannon has made some flyers in his day.
I have made some spectacular pictures.
There's a whole series of Fonzie
Goes To.
Oh, my God, those are fantastic.
Fonzie Goes To series is great.
The best is the Battle of Hoth.
All right, so if we ever
do that deep cut,
the,
that will be
the
cover
special
art.
Award. Yeah, it's going to come with an art book of Fonzie Goes. And no, guys, this is not, this is not happy days.
We should make that a Patreon exclusive. Subscribe to $20 a month.
Get the Fonzie Ghost photo book.
You get a new Fonzie Ghost 2 picture every month.
Oh my God.
It's like zoo books. And if you order now, you get that adorable tiger poster.
Dude, make it and put a word search in there too.
Put a what?
Word search or a crossword in there. Doesn't have to be long. Just
or good. Or spelled correctly.
Yeah, oh, seriously, I'm going
to
make it.
It gives them a game, so it's something else to bribe. Gets them to... Stuff.
Subscribe. Pay money. Please give us money.
If they're not hooked on the Fonzie Goes Too, we'll also throw in the Dalton Anthony nude calendar.
Unsubscribe.
You won't be able to tell. He's so hairy.
It looks like he's just wearing a fur pants.
Fuzzy Wuzzy goes to the mall.
Well,
this show's off to a great start.
Have a good night, folks. Let's rein it in. Let's rein it in. Terrifying Tana Thursday starts at 2 weeks.
Are we doing, and I don't know what 2 weeks from now is, you may, like, is, are we starting
I might
this,
not even be right about that.
Are we starting
it could
the,
be 1 week, I don't know.
What is
I
mean, it,
22nd? October 1st is next Saturday.
October 1st is next Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, so the Saturday, or the next Thursday.
Yeah, it was about, next Thursday, I thought we were gonna start, cause we were gonna start early with,
the
show about scary movies, like that'll be next Thursday's show.
But that's not in October though.
Well, yeah, but it'll be the 29th. It's the day before.
It's the pre-show.
Because we want to give somebody a scary movie to watch every day.
Well, that's true. Okay.
Okay. You and I had briefly discussed that show. I don't know if we actually
He's
decided on doing it.
He's probably forgotten about it.
That is very true.
It's a possibility. And I think I was even in the group chat. So many things happened in there.
Okay. That legendary PZ85 chat is what Jesse's talking about.
Yeah.
This week's theme is the Justice League. And I am Superman.
Right.
Although I really feel like I should have been Booster Gold.
Who?
You don't know who Booster Gold is?
I really don't.
Just imagine me, but
thief.
In shape.
He's an art thief from the future.
That's cool.
And he's also a loudmouth prick.
Yes. And he's super just confident, happy in himself.
Basically,
okay,
it's
not
me then.
Sort of. Like, he puts on that persona of, like, I'm the greatest there ever was and all that good stuff. He is Mr. 100, sort of.
Of the Justice League.
Because he, from a future museum, he stole a bunch of stuff that gives him his powers. Like,
okay.
that's his origin story. And then he got sent, I don't know if he either went back in time or got sent back in time. I don't remember how that went. I think one of the things gave him time travel abilities and then he lost it or something like that. I don't know a whole lot about Booster Gold.
I don't either, other than he's hilarious.
He is really funny.
He's like Deadpool, but without all of that, the cool stuff that makes Deadpool like dangerous.
Instead, like
he's the comedian.
He's like a comedian. He is. He's funny. He's comedy relief.
And the whole thing, like he's had so many roles in comic books where he's basically like everybody's always said, like there's an important reason you're here. Like you are critical to the continuation of the universe and all this other like basically big universe ending stuff that DC's really fond of.
Yeah.
I say that like Marvel's not.
If it's a comic, I mean, it's the end of the world.
Because I was about to say, we did just get done with Secret Wars in Marvel, which literally ended every world in the multiverse.
It sounds like we need to have a resurrection of the Marvelous Jesse and Chris.
Oh, man, I would love to have that show back.
If Chris can find time out of his busy schedule to stop criticizing my posts to do a show.
No, Chris just in general is a busy man. Because, I mean, he does, like... research for
does he have his own podcast with
no.
his wife?
I think they did a couple of episodes, but I mean his wife is a teacher. He is a research assistant at UMKC working. I think he's working towards a PhD. I'm not positive about that though.
I don't want fancy papers, Jesse. Show me some credentials.
Yeah, no, like Chris is just super smart dude doing super smart dude things.
Nice
up
guy
in Kansas
too.
City.
I joke about him, but good guy. Yeah. Damn good guy. Also, I want to point out that his lack of podcasts just goes to show you that Podzilla 1985, often imitated, never duplicated.
That's right.
How many people do we know have started podcasts since we started our podcast?
Quite a few.
And how many of them are still around?
One, but they just started up recently.
You're talking about the 24/7?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
With Osby and Max.
Osby and Max.
And I hope that keeps going. There's room for more wrestling podcasts.
It's true.
Good luck to you.
They got some stiff competition in the area.
They do. We just did that great CCW show last night, which was awesome and tiring. Here's why. I got to the studio. We all got to the studio at 9:15.
You're going
to
make yourself angry again.
Very much so. We were... Wink! We were going to do two shows last night, one for regular wrestling, one for CCW. We're going to start at 9:15. I had to be up at 8 in the morning. We'll do this quickly. As soon as I turn my computer on, Windows is working on updates. Just automatically. Didn't say they're installing, didn't say they're downloading. Just said, we're working on
it. It's happened to me before.
It took an hour.
That didn't happen.
Jesus.
It took an hour. We didn't get started until 10:30. We didn't leave the studio until midnight.
No, that did happen because it was for a Nerd Up show in the morning. And I ended up just not recording because by the time the update was done, the store was about to open.
Well, I was so pissed off last night towards the end of it. I was like, no, we're doing it. Everybody was like, well, do you want to just do it tomorrow? No, fuck it. It's going live.
Do it live.
And then at midnight, we leave. And what do we hear when we walk out the door? I'm fucking done, Rachel. I'm fucking done.
I saw you guys mention that in the group chat. I had no idea what was happening.
We walk outside and there's somebody, the people that live above us.
Yeah.
There's some drunk college chick up there just, I'm fucking done. Fuck you, Tyler.
Something about
it was mine.
Fine.
Oh, dear.
We have no idea what it was, but it was funny. And then I walk Allie to her car. I come back in and I tell the guys, I'm like, okay, there's drunk people up there, like loudly crying. Let's say our good nights in the store and then just run to our cars and leave really quickly.
Avoid all of that awkwardness.
Yeah, which we did. We didn't say anything to each other. We just walked to our cars and drove away. As they're staring at us as we walk out, it's like, oh, this is awkward.
Now, Shannon.
Yes.
I'm led to believe we have a topic for the evening.
No.
Really? 11 minutes in? You want to start talking topics? Also, damn it. Terrifying Tanner Thursdays. Start in October. I'm excited. We hope Tanner's here. That's all I wanted to say.
And we have the intro show next week. We're going to get you some scary movies to watch through your October. Expect some ones you may not know about.
Some surprises.
Expect some surprises. Cause, Shannon here has near encyclopedic knowledge on anything horror.
Lots of things.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
It always makes me laugh when Dalton especially calls me out on something, like, he'll say
he doesn't
something,
know yet. He's still too new to the group.
He is. And I correct him. I'm like, no, it's this. And he has to look it up. Oh, yeah, it was that. Yeah, no shit.
Oh, yeah, he did that on Nerd Up that one
I did. And on wrestling, too. I'll say something, and they'll be like, no, I think, no. Don't correct me.
When it comes to movies and wrestling.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
Really.
Like, those are two things. Like, I've corrected Shannon on video games a handful of times, and comic books.
Or real life stuff a few times.
Right. But when it comes to movies and comic books, I accept what he's, if it's not what I think it is, I accept it anyway.
Because that's how I am with comic books with you.
Yeah, I'm just going to waste my time researching.
Yeah, if you tell me something is fact, I will believe it. You are my Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. That implies I don't know what I'm talking about.
We do have a topic tonight, Jessica Kimball.
All right, what
we have a couple
got?
Topics tonight. First off, this is going to be a very politically incorrect show. So if you're one of those Brandon baby whiners,
wrong show.
Oh, sorry. There's going to be a lot of people, mostly religious, that aren't going
to...
No.
None of them listen to the show anymore.
Not really. They don't even appear on the show anymore. All right. So today, this was brought to my attention today. I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but Blake Lively and Amy Schumer posted a thing. I showed you guys this before the show.
Yes.
There was a magazine that came out. One is called Boy's Life. One is called Girl's Life.
That obviously fits, right? Aimed at, you know, boys and girls.
Boys and girls. Yeah. The boys cover is good stuff. It's build towards your future. Fireman, you want to be a police officer? Do you want to be a dinosaur? Whatever you want to
be. A dinosaur?
Of course you do.
It throws in, you know, like all of like the STEM courses and stuff like that. You all right?
I'm having cord problems. I'm good now.
You're worried about knocking that surge off, too.
No, that surge is empty.
Oh.
It shows all the STEM fields. It shows your police officer, fireman, all these other, things you could aspire to be as a young man.
Yes. And then there's the girls magazine, which is equally important and geared towards, you know, young ladies. How to wake up pretty.
Such pressing topics.
What's your first kiss like?
100 ways to slay on that first day.
Cool.
Slay.
First day.
I'm so interested.
Top fashion for the summer?
Yeah.
I can understand the fashion aspect.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
So can I, but I mean,
mix it in with other stuff.
What's lame is, like, you guys just said the boys is geared towards their future, so fashion's all that I have towards my future?
No. Also, waking up pretty.
Oh. Yeah.
No, it's how to wake up pretty.
Yeah. You want to see? You want to get one of those men are reading the boys' life.
I have to belong to somebody.
Need a sugar daddy.
Yes.
I mean,
all women need a sugar daddy.
You know what? Yeah. If it feeds my Pokemon obsession.
See, been there, done that.
The thing is, like, your place is in front of a stove.
Oh. Yes.
That's why that drawer is down there so you can soak your feet.
Barefoot and pregnant is what I hear. Okay, and Donald Trump wants to take us back to the make America great again.
You take us back to those days.
The good old days. Those were the days. When
you sound like you're aspiring towards those. Are you? Oh, nah. You look back on those days fondly.
No, I'm just saying those were the days. No, it's really horrible. And I'm not one for political correctness, clearly. If you've ever listened to the Thursday show, I've lost friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can't verify.
And we're going to, we'll
talk about
it. I
have indirectly lost friends
because of this show, because of me. But this is pretty silly. I've always said my biggest problem, I hate that America teaches women that you can aspire to be pretty and naked. Like the highest honor a woman could have for the longest time was to be in Playboy. Congrats, ladies. Reach for those stars.
The highest, like, it was considered the highest honor was getting, one of those men that aspires towards a STEM.
What do you think Playboy models do?
they marry men that are older than their fathers that have a ton of money.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I mean, yeah, that was the goal. That was the dream. And then you just get all their money when they die.
Every young lady's fantasy was to be pretty, get married, and have children, correct?
No.
I mean, like, 40 years ago, that was like 90%, and that was just because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like, that, the media puts that in there, like, the culture, like, American culture puts it in there that it's not cool to like science or math, that
if
it's
you're a
not,
lady.
Yeah, it's not yep. cool
you're
for,
a nerd.
Right, like, you are undesirable if you were intelligent.
Or want so, to be independent.
Or right. want to be a cop.
Yeah.
Or a fireman.
Or any of or that. Anything. Like, yeah, like, it is undesirable to be a woman that wants to have a career.
Or when you have, like, a significant other that you happen to make more money than they owe, and they get butthurt about it. Like, I'm still helping support you, though.
Been
it.
There, done that.
Like, you should.
I've That's been in mean. All these places.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you weren't butthurt, though, is the...
No, I was.
Oh.
I'm the breadwinner. I was the breadwinner. That bread is moldy now. Nobody wants to eat it.
No, they can just say it was already eaten? Like it's been eaten long ago?
The bread?
That's probably better than moldy.
No one touched it.
Oh.
That was the problem.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We went way off track.
Like, we took that metaphor, like, beyond either of our understanding.
Damn.
But anyway, no, like,
the internet's upset about this.
Well,
deservedly
yeah.
so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, we're talking, like, I hope that it's clear at this point that we're also a little upset about these magazines.
Yeah.
I'm not upset by them because I think it's ridiculous. That's like if I were, you can't be upset at every ridiculous thing you see because everything is ridiculous. So I'm less upset about it and I'm more just laugh about it because it's a joke, right?
In some ways, I'm not surprised though. Cause okay, another stupid like girly aspect. But when I was growing up, when you look down the Barbie aisle, Barbie is everything. Careers in like, every aspect
business, Barbie,
of the world. Business, everything. Astronaut, doctor, yada, yada, yada. Now they're all back to fashion and fairy princesses.
That's true.
There is no career Barbies at all out there that I have seen, and I go to Toys R Us fairly regularly.
She does.
Do you know Barbie started out as a Jewish sex toy?
No.
Whoa.
True story.
Interesting.
How the hell would you know that?
All right, like seriously,
here we go.
I mean, thinking of the original look of the Barbie doll, I
Cody,
can,
grab your
I
popcorn.
See it.
This will be good.
No, I'm gonna get some kind of correction on this, but no, it was a Scholar Bowl question when I was in high school.
Oh, Hunter will correct you on this one, then.
Yeah, if I'm going to be corrected, it'll be Hunter because it might be a myth. But point is, it was a question asked at a Scholar Bowl tournament when I was in high school. And I remember one person on my team actually knew that because she did a report on Barbies. So I'm fairly confident that unless it was just a running thing that got debunked, it is fact.
You know what my favorite Barbie is?
What's that?
Malibu Stacy.
Wait a minute.
That's my
not,
favorite.
Not talking Stacy?
Well,
don't ask me. I'm just a girl.
Thinking too hard gives you wrinkles. Preach on, sister.
I did not do Barbies. My aunt tried, and I was like, thanks.
Well, because every little girl likes Barbies.
I didn't do Barbies,
yeah,
but...
I had an older brother, so thus I hung out with my older brother and played video games. And
I did He-Man when I was a kid. He-Man was big. And the day I tried to buy She-Ra, my dad flipped out because I guess he thought that was gay. Me buying a girl toy. Yeah. So he handed me another naked man. Like, buy this one. Be a man, boy.
He gave you a beast man?
Yeah, but daddy, I don't want to play with the big furry man.
I love the hell out of some stuffed animals, though.
I mean, everybody does.
So does Nate.
Oh!
Why would you?
I'm so sorry. I also played with stuffed animals when I was a kid. My favorite one was Furball, by the way, from Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yes.
That was good stuff.
Brilliant. That was good stuff.
I mostly played with toy cars. I was big into Hot Wheels.
I had a ton of toy cars also.
Yeah, big into Hot Wheels.
Same. You know, this kind of ties into, was it last year that Target got in that big trouble because they wanted
labeled boys and girls stuff.
Yeah, and like the girls aisle was the frilly pretty stuff and the boy stuff was like the action figures and stuff like that. And everybody was like, "Well, why can't a girl play with action figures? Why can't a boy want to dress up?" And that's true. Like, how many men now make such an emphasis on fashion?
Fashion's, oh my God.
Fashion's in for everybody.
I have so many 9-year-old boys that come in and they want their shoes to match their outfit 100% perfect.
Yeah.
I played with Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. Oh man, I love Ninja
Turtles. I still play with Ninja Turtles.
Thundercats, Silverhawks. Yeah.
Batman. So many Batman toys.
I had a Batman. It was from Batman Returns and it was Michael Keaton in like a black sweater and you could put the Batman outfit on him.
But I remember having that one. Like, it was a cheap rubber cowl thing that you slipped over the top of it.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And since I was poor, I think I've told this story before. Since I was poor, what I would do is I would create outfits for him to turn him into other superheroes. So I would tape
it
stuff on him and make him into Spider-Man. Yeah.
Right? See, he was fashion then.
Fantastic. I was fashion forward back then.
Yeah, no, like, I do remember that being a big deal. And I kind of got it because one of the stories that I saw was just parents with their daughter, and their daughter was, this was a, you know, obviously the Marvel movies were in full swing.
Yeah.
Super popular. And this little girl wanted to have a Captain America doll or something like that, or Captain America or a Thor toy.
Action figure. Girls like Captain America.
Yeah. They wanted one of the toys.
Some of the boys do too.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, Billy.
She wanted, and then she saw it was in the boys aisle though. So she thought that she wasn't allowed to have it. Because she was like 4-year-old, and that was 4-year-old logic. Like, oh, well, it's in the boys' aisle, so I can't have this Captain America toy.
Yeah. You can.
Or like when you go to McDonald's, and it's like, here's the Happy Meal boys' toys. Here's the girls' toy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so stupid. The boy toy anyway.
Yeah, the boys' toys were already better. No one wanted the girls' toys. It's so sexist. And
I want those My Little Ponies.
So do boys.
Nate?
I thought Mike wanted a Hello Kitty toothbrush. I was like, okay. Like,
it's Hello Kitty.
Yeah. Like,
it's 2016.
It's a toothbrush. I don't.
Yeah. Like, you can like what you like.
Yeah. Are we really still so set in those ways from, I was a kid?
I remember my little brother, he loved Polly Pocket. Like, I don't know if you guys ever saw those. Yeah. Basically, okay, for those of you out there, listeners that don't know, Polly Pocket was like this little mini world thing. Like, you open it up, usually it was like in a girly.
It was shaped like a compact, usually.
Right. Like, like a makeup dispenser, stuff like that. And you open it up and there's this little world inside and these little figures you kind of move around and all this other stuff. And my little brother, for whatever reason, just loved these Polly Pocket toys. And it was years before the boys got a version. Mighty Max.
Mm-hmm. I remember Mighty Max.
My little brother loved Mighty Max.
And I remember, like, my little brother was given a Mighty Max because, you know, it was the boy version. And he actually got upset.
Because he wanted the Polly Pockets.
He wanted the Polly Pockets because he'd been playing with the Polly Pockets. And he was confused why he suddenly got this one. Like, it wasn't as cool to him.
Like, the coolest one I had was, like, a little school thing where the desks were stamps.
I saw commercials all the time.
The Mighty Max ones were really cool,
they
though.
They were really
like,
cool.
Like,
I had the Mighty Max game on Super Nintendo.
Because you get little, like, monster dungeon things. Mm-hmm. And
I remember, like, I got that one that he didn't want because it was Mighty Max. He didn't want it. So I got it, and it was so cool. Like, it was, like, a skull that opened up.
Yeah, the white skull.
McDonald's did one for a while. I know we had one that was, like, a Yeti or an Abominable Snowman or something. It was all, like, ice.
Was it a skull?
Caves.
Two kind of shape. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
They were all shaped like heads, but they were monster heads.
Right.
Right.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But I remember
But there was a skull one.
Yeah, I just don't remember if it was Yeti or skull. I think it was Yeti.
Yeah, because I want to say
the inside was all blue.
Or I want to say the skull was blue.
Or
but either way.
Skunk ape.
What
is skunk ape?
Skunk ape, Yeti, Sasquatch, same guy.
Oh, I got you.
It's like the same dude. Tanner. Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. But no, yeah, like that's just one of those examples. Like, you know, let kids like what they want to like. Like, you don't need to separate them by their gender.
Especially now in this day and age where we're trying so hard to tell people that you could be what you want. Mm-hmm. Of course a girl can be a cop. Of course a boy can be fashionable. Like that thought process that lady workers are unusual and that boys who like to dress up are gay.
Well, they're fairies is like that. That's the offensive term they throw out. Like, if you're a boy that likes to dress up real pretty, like, you get called a fairy.
Yeah.
Well, let me sprinkle some dust on you because Shannon likes to look good. Not today or any other day.
And I mean, that's even happened
but on
like,
New Year's.
Oh, that's true. You look
put
classy
the suit on
New
Year's.
That's because it's cold enough out.
It's true.
Usually.
Well, I mean, Shannon did wear a jacket all summer, but
still wearing it.
Going back.
That's because he doesn't wear anything under it.
He's wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I can see the wife beater. Anyway, but like that happens still at gaming grounds. Like parents come in all the time.
What's
like mostly
girl's
mothers.
Game?
Yeah.
Like,
what's a good girls game?
Yeah. Do you have any girly games?
Horseback riding. Nintendogs.
And I'm usually just like, I answer the same way every time. I'm like, okay, well, what is she like?
Well, she's a girl.
Well, she's a girl. Okay. She would use girly games. Like,
Here, have Mega Man.
No, that won't work. Cause we can tell them to no end. What's a good game for an 8-year-old girl? The Mario games are really fun. Pokemon.
The Lego games.
The Lego
are
games.
All really good for
little
girls.
Oh, there's Dora. Sure. Bob had a copy of Barbie's Riding Adventure for PlayStation. He says it's his sister, but Bob also owned the movie Crossroads starring Britney Spears.
Gilmore Girls.
And he watches Gilmore Girls religiously.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
I fair. Have questions.
No, I mean, that's fine. He can do whatever he wants.
It's 2016.
It's 2016.
I'm not going to judge him. What he does in the secrecy of his home sickens me.
But yeah, like that legitimately does happen at least, like Christmas time is always the worst because, you know, they're buying Christmas gifts and it's usually like, cause they'll say, and the Dora thing, they'll say, well, she's 10. She's 10. What kind of girly games do you have? And she'll see Dora. Like, yeah,
that's
buy your
10-year-old.
Buy your 10-year-old a Dora game and see what she thinks.
Any mom that comes in looking for a game for their daughter is just looking for a girl on the cover.
Yeah.
It really is. It doesn't matter what
the game
is.
They're looking for something really feminine.
Style savvy.
And my mom does the same thing. Like, I remember for my niece. My niece is, she is now 6 years old. And my mom, last Christmas, asked me, like, so what games do you have there that are for little girls? I'm like, and I gave my mom even the same thing. I was like, what is she like? I'm like, I don't know girly games. Like, mom, that's.
There's no such thing anymore.
Yeah, like girls can like video games too. It's like, well, no, girls, video games have always been a boys thing. Like,
no, that's why I never had a system.
Negative.
Girls are completely independent now. They can be their own person. They don't, except Mandy.
Yeah.
True story. True story. I'm going to say it on the air. True story. Okay. Last year at Christmas, right?
Yeah.
It was Christmas.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was during the, no, TurtleCon.
Which I thought was Christmas. Or was it New Year's? No, it was Christmas.
Was that Christmas?
Was it Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we did TurtleCon for
Christmas. It wasn't Thanksgiving.
No, Thanksgiving was Star Wars Day, remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was TurtleCon 2015, which Michael Branham did not attend.
Despite the fact making a big deal that he wanted to.
At TurtleCon, Mandy was sitting in a chair. Lonnie's mom came in, and after first confusing Mandy for a boy, for obvious reasons, I guess. I don't know.
I think I had probably a hoodie with a hood up.
Yeah, I mean, it was winter time.
Well, girls don't wear hoodies.
Yeah.
You weren't wearing a spaghetti strap tank top and
short shorts. Or a skirt. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
In November, December.
Yeah. Once confirmed that Mandy was a girl, her first question was, who does she belong to? Holy shit.
I have to imagine that
generations.
Okay, Mandy is already a tiny person. Like, anybody that, like, she'll admit it.
I'm 5'1".
Smallest
I
person
like
on the cast.
95 pounds.
Yeah, so Mandy is a tiny
Except
person.
Emotionally, that would be Dalton.
Oh, no. Anyway, let's move past it. Move past it. Mandy is a tiny person. She was sitting in, we have chairs here at the studio, and she was sitting in the chair with a hoodie on, like kind of balled up.
Yeah.
So she looked extra tiny. I have to assume that Mrs. Senior thought that Mandy was a small
kid.
Child.
Yeah.
Like someone's child that was hanging out at the store.
I certainly hope so.
I don't even think I said anything. I think I just like looked at her and I think you were like.
I just started, I think I laughed and I was.
I
just,
could, I was sitting like behind Mandy.
I kind of block it.
And I just, I could feel the hatred.
The Mandy rage burning. Like,
Burning
right through her ballerina outfit.
And I was so floored by the question. Like,
we all were.
I had no idea what to say.
Generations.
So like I said, I have to assume for her benefit. That she assumed Mandy was a small child because Mandy was balled up again. Like Mandy's sitting here in this chair right now. You can tell that she is an adult. She is short, but she's an adult.
Sure.
There's an adult size cup.
Don't you be giving it to her in no sippy cup.
So yeah, anyway, Mandy is clearly an adult, but when she's like balled up inside a chair, inside a hoodie, maybe not so sure.
But I'm sure she also would think that boys will be boys and girls should be girls and. Women should cook and clean.
She's
and,
probably one of those people that make me angry on the occasion that I wear makeup. Oh, now I look pretty because I apparently don't look pretty until I have makeup on.
I think you're downright pretty.
And then it's, well, who did you put that on for? Who are you trying to impress today? Every single time I wear makeup to work or whenever, it's just like,
heaven forbid, I felt like doing something different.
Yeah. Oh, are you going out tonight with someone? Who? I am a girl and I do like makeup on occasion. I just don't like having to take 20 minutes to put it on and then
another
forever
20 minutes
to take it off and stuff. Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm guilty of that too. Because
it's so aggravating. But
Lindsay would usually only put on makeup and dress up when we were going out.
Yeah.
That was true. When Allie puts on makeup or dresses up, I immediately go, who are you trying to impress?
You?
No. Because in my mind, it's everybody else.
It's just, not to be conceited, but I really don't think I'm terrible looking without makeup.
No,
I think I have good natural beauty.
You are very pretty. All right, this is going to turn into the Mandy Support Hour. You're very pretty. The worst thing I can say about you
are an adult and you are pretty.
I can't look at you and not see Pat. That's the only thing that bothers me.
I mean,
and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
like,
I've been told Pat's
a handsome man.
Yeah, no, you two, you just have a similar, I don't know if it's the eyes or what. There's
just
something.
It's the bone structure.
Yeah, but I mean, you are much prettier than Pat could ever hope to be.
Every time I go to work.
Now you just crushed Pat.
Someone has to be like, oh, you look so pretty today like that.
It's ridiculous that if you do something nice for yourself, people assume it's for someone else.
Yeah. Yes.
That's that old mentality of, well, girls can't do anything on their own. They have to, they're trying to look good for their man, or they're trying to impress someone.
Yeah. Yep.
Or if a girl wears sexy clothes or sexy underwear even, it's always because they want someone to see it. It can't just be because they want
to
feel good.
Because I'm a girl and I want to feel girly.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I know I'm a tomboy. I know this, but that doesn't mean I like feeling good and sexy here and there just for the hell of it. Cause I can.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Versus like if Shannon or I,
sometimes I shave my shoulders.
wait a minute. anyway, so if Shannon or I were to dress up like sharply, like we put on some snazzy clothes and all this other stuff.
Sharp dress man.
Yeah, like, you know, that's all we get. Like, well, aren't you looking handsome today? We don't get like, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
For a girl?
Yeah, we don't get any of that. We just get like, you looking mighty
looking
fly.
Sharp killer.
The double
sharp
standard.
Yep.
America's all about that double standard. And this magazine is showing that today it's just like 30 years ago. It's never changed. Girls are meant to look pretty. Boys are meant to shape the future.
Well,
that's because
it, so
ignorant people who can't grow continue to teach their ignorant offspring who don't learn, and it just continues.
And if you support Donald Trump, come on the show and let us know why. The offer stands, Jesse.
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, I will pay you.
Oh, my.
I mean, it won't be a lot.
No. like $5 max.
We got some money in the Podzilla fund. If you want to come on and talk to us about why you support Donald Trump.
Legitimately.
Like, we will not attack you. We are legitimately curious.
And also, you have to legitimately support Donald Trump.
Yeah,
if
don't just come in here for the cash.
If you're just trying to sneak us to win that extra $6, you have to really support Donald Trump.
You should put Matt on the show, and then you can tear him down.
Does Matt support Donald Trump? Also, who's
probably
Matt?
Let's talk about it off air, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that off air.
Passed it. But anyway, no, like, for real, we have some extra money in the Podzilla funds. A little bit. Not much. We have some extra. I will pay you to come on the show and talk to us about why you like Donald Trump.
Yes.
And we will not attack you to your face.
We are 50 days away, I believe 50, from Election Day.
That's so scary.
I liked the voting video I watched today.
That was a good video. The one with Robert Downey Jr. and all the actors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a hilarious video.
That was really good.
We're so close to voting for our next president.
Yeah.
And we cannot vote wrong. This show is not, this is not a Democratic or liberal show. It's really not. I am in a lot of ways conservative, and so are a lot of people on this show. But no one can support Donald Trump. If you have a conscience, if you are intelligent, if you have free will, if you are not in a coma.
If you are not a lemming.
If you are not a Pidgey.
A Pidgey.
I don't think a Pidgey would vote.
You cannot vote for Donald Trump.
If you think we're wrong, please.
Let us know why.
Podzilla1985@gmail.com. I'm pretty
Literally
sure the-
anything.
At Podzilla1985.com will get to me.
I heart Donald Trump because he has big, huge hands at Podzilla1985.com.
I'll get it
to us.
I'll get it.
All right.
That might be too many characters. I don't know. But yeah, no, seriously. Talk to us. We want to have like a legitimate, calm conversation with someone, because every time I try to, like, I've gone on the internet for research, it never goes well.
No, that internet's a terrible place.
They get so angry so fast.
This is what happens. That expression is perfect.
My lord.
I need to see it.
It's Pat Sajak just like,
That's that Zach Price, except he's more quizzical than proud. Before, all right, so Allie was upset she couldn't be on the show tonight because she really wanted to talk about feminism, but she's not booked for the Thursday show because we have set guests, JR, that come on these shows at specific times. It's a long story. I'll tell you later.
Gotcha.
But she did want to say something. I told her, just write it to me. And she had a statement she wanted me to read. And then I want to talk about one more really sexist thing. And then we'll move on to the other offensive thing, which Lindsay wants to talk about because it's Disney related.
And it's dumb.
Very dumb. So this is from Tuesday and Wednesday's Allie Hebert. And as a woman, she's qualified to talk about it, I guess.
Are you sure?
I said I
guess. Oh, yeah. Did she ask you first? Not saying you need to, Al. Let me clarify that.
No, it was part of the bit. Part of the bit.
It's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
All right. So this magazine is basically telling all girls to just stand there and look pretty. And girls actually get this message everywhere in society. Phrases like, you're lucky, you are pretty, are primarily directed at girls. And it tells them... if you have good looks, you don't need anything else. The focus on making sure girls get quality education is nowhere close to the focus for boys. Even with dress codes in schools, girls get sent home more often than boys. And when girls get sent home, they are told you are distracting the boys. Yep. That's true. That happened a while back.
Bullshit.
Where they told a girl to cover up her shoulders because it was too distracting to the boys trying to learn.
Maybe the boys should stop being horny pervs.
Yeah.
Telling the girl your education isn't as important as his. And this should also be insulting to boys because they're being told they have no self-control. That's also true. Also, in sex ed, there is a focus on telling girls they have an obligation to say no and say it firmly because the boys are going to ask multiple times because boys will be boys, which is a terrible saying that needs to die.
No. Mm-hmm.
I could go on a huge rant about this. You already did, but this is what I will leave you with to think about. Thank you, Allie.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah, the fact that it's the girl's obligation to tell the boy no.
Yeah, and that we have to cover ourselves, but you can just do whatever you want and walk around with no shirts and stuff.
Oh, so you know,
they're just going to switch us over to the Middle Eastern route where we just have to wear clothing head to toe.
Islamic garb.
Not shows ourselves at all.
I often wonder, and real quick, before I get to that thing, do you support the Free the Nipple movement?
What?
I don't really think about it.
It's a thing where they're saying that if men are allowed to walk around topless, women should have the same right.
I don't want to see anyone walk around topless. Leave your damn shirt on unless you're at the beach.
I'm sorry. Chris Evans walks in shirtless. You get upset?
Oh, that blush. That blush.
She blushed.
Okay. Anyway. No, like for real though. Like I actually.
Yeah, but that ain't going to happen. So, you know.
Not here.
No. I am really in favor of that movement only because I do think it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
That, yeah, like men on a work site. They're allowed to have their shirts off. It's really hot outside. Like a woman takes her shirt off and it becomes like, it's literally like they're breaking the law. It's indecent exposure.
A bra is like the same as a fucking swimsuit top, except you get a little more push up. Like the fuck.
That's because we sexualize women's breasts.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're actually the only country on the planet to do so.
And I mean, it's not
not true. Like I think North America in general does.
I love them.
It's not that we don't sexualize men's chests. I mean, women, you like men's chests, right?
Yeah,
you
know, like abs.
Yeah. So it's not uncommon that men, you know, the same way, but we sexualize women's breasts in a, like, really dirty way. Like, well, I don't want to get too dirty.
No, you don't have to say, I know.
Well, it's because I was going to talk about Married with Children again, because I forgot, like, I'm completely unaware of just how sexist Married with Children was until we've been rewatching clips, me and Hunter and Cody and anyone else that's around at the time. And my God, that show was sexist. They went to a nudie bar. They sang songs about the nudie bar. And I laughed my ass off at the time. And we've been watching these clips here at the store, and I'm cracking up. Hunter's cracking up. Cody's on the floor laughing. I look over at Allie stone-faced.
No, okay. In some cases, the jokes on there are funny.
They are.
It is not necessarily something that you should like live by.
Well, I think the problem is she never really watched it. And it's, if you don't know the context.
She's not old enough.
If you don't know the context of the show and all you see are the sexist jokes, you're going to think it's sexist.
The joke
is that Al Bundy is a loser and all these happy moments that happen to him quickly go away.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the humor of the show.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but.
You never seen Married with Children?
Mm-mm.
It's a shame.
Sorry.
It should be required viewing.
I mean, I've
seen it. I wasn't supposed to watch it when I was growing up, but I did when Dad had it on.
Snicker.
All right. Moving into segment two. We got about 20 minutes left. The other big controversy this week came from Disney and Lindsay smashing the pad on the ground. Disney in trouble this week for selling a costume from the new movie Moana. From the new movie Moana, which is a costume of Maui, who is played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, voiced by.
Voiced by, yeah. And it's a basically a Pacific Islanders costume with tribal tattoos. It's actually cool-looking costume.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was really cool-looking. They did the wig and everything.
Yeah, if you look up the character, you can see it's basically like all of those tattoos, and it comes with the wig, like, for the character Maui. And the problem is, a lot of people are really, really upset. They are comparing this to blackface. Because it does...
ridiculous.
It gives you that Pacific Islander, like, skin tone. Because it's a whole body costume with muscles and all that other stuff with it. Because
he's a demigod.
So, this woman, Chelsea... I can't pronounce her name. Fairchild, who describes herself as Polynesian and a native Hawaiian, said the costume was an example of cultural appropriation. It was wrong to sell a costume that allowed children to pretend to be another race, she said. It's disgusting, she said in a video posted to YouTube. This is inappropriate and it's not okay. Disney pulled the costume from its website and stores. And how ridiculous is that? It's a Halloween costume. They're comparing this to those costumes you see where it's like the white guy dressed in like the bandito costume and it's super racist and super offensive. This is not that.
This is a little kid.
And it's a costume based on a character in a movie honoring Polynesian history. This is not the same thing. Why is this a controversy? I don't get it. Jesse, do you get it? Tell me.
And I mean, honestly, I've heard some people talk about how it's, skin tone being part of the costume is a lot of people's issue. And to that I say, not if more than a few years ago, you could buy from the Disney store a Hercules costume from Disney's Hercules that gave you the fake muscles and made you a white person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or if you say it's inappropriate for people to appropriate other cultures. And I said this on Facebook. Are you going to tell me that like an African-American child can't be Dracula anymore? Because that's disrespectful to Romanians?
Yeah.
Or can an Asian girl not be Elsa? Because she's white. You can't be Elsa. You're Asian. Yeah. That's like telling a girl she can't be an officer because she's a girl.
Yeah, like,
it's too PC.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I get their lines. Like, yeah, no, don't sell, like, soup. Don't sell kits for people to do blackface.
Yeah, the hip hop,
and they weren't selling face paint with it.
Like,
it's just the outfit is already set up as the character.
If you color your kid's face brown with shoe polish, then you have a problem. That's true.
There's an issue there.
But if your kid's just wearing this costume because they like the movie and they want to portray the character, that's not offensive.
I remember a while back, there's like a little African American girl that wore Elsa and I don't remember.
In the blonde wig and the
wigs. Yeah. And some, they like made her cry and told her she couldn't and whatnot.
That's terrible.
And that's like another thing. And like in cosplay too, like African American girls, like you can't.
I've seen some amazing
girls all the time.
As Sailor Moon that are not.
I recently followed this girl, I think her name's Kay Bear on Instagram, and she's African American. She has amazing cosplays, and they look great, and like,
well, how many times did we see Black Inuyasha?
Uh-huh.
At,
wasn't that the same guy?
Which one?
are you talking about the dude that at OMGCon every year showed up as Black Inuyasha?
Yeah.
Like, there's no problem with this, so I feel there shouldn't be a problem with this either. Like, you need, if we want to be better and whatnot, then you need to accept all of it.
Yeah, if this was like, all right, if this was labeled Polynesian warrior costume,
then
it was the same thing with maybe a bone through the nose or something like
that. But it's Disney's.
It's, yeah, a kid.
Maui.
It's Disney's Maui.
And they don't know any different, and you're just now teaching them when they're younger that they can't be that, which isn't helping out.
Relevant episode of South Park. They were actually talking about, like, I don't remember if it was for a team mascot or what, but all of the parents thought that it was super racist. And the kids didn't get it through the whole episode until the very end when they, like, the parents finally said, it's racist. It was something about, like, there were stick figures and there was a, one of the stick figures was being hung. I know, South Park. and, like, all the stick figures were black. So all the parents went nuts thinking that it was super racist. And then the kids explained that the stick figure represented a white guy. Like it was a specific incident they were referencing. And the stick figure was actually a white guy. And like, what are you guys talking about? It's not racist. And then all the parents were like, oh God, we're the racist ones because we all assumed it was black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the assumption more so than the act.
And I'm probably wrong about like, Hunter and Asa will likely correct me about the synopsis of that episode, but I know something very similar happened.
And if you think, okay, so whenever we talk about black right movements and stuff like that, one of the first things Asa says is, obviously we're qualified to talk about it being that we're all white.
Yes.
Touche. But I have a friend, Aaron Picard,
Oh, he is a Pacific Islander.
Who posted on my Facebook about this. And Aaron Picard, the MVP of the Podzilla 1985 network, says, as a Pacific Islander, I don't find this racist or an example of cultural appropriation or any of that other PC bullshit. Woo!
Yay!
There was a tenured professor at Yale who lost her job last year because she responded to an email the university sent out about what Halloween costumes students could wear to avoid offending people and basically said, quote, "You're adults, act like it." And the students turned on her, demanding her job, and her supervisors caved in.
Which is just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous.
Obviously, there's a level of appropriateness and civility we need to maintain, but the constant cries of offendedness and censorship and of... stifling, my screen is small, stifling of the free exchange of ideas does more harm and causes more division than any Halloween costume. This, it's ducking refunculus.
Ducking refunculus. No, I mean, honestly, like,
That's
I get-
That's the best autocorrect.
There's a middle ground that we need to find, because on the one hand, like, this is too overboard. Like, calling this racist because a kid's dressing up in a costume. Like, that's beyond the line. But at the same time, you know, there's the other side of it where you have like actual like Donald Trump supporters, stuff along those lines. That's, yeah, there's a difference there.
There is. And this, again, this
like they're two extremes and neither are good.
This is not a offensive character. This is not like we're doing Charlie Chan was his name? The old, super racist movie where like Mickey Rooney was an Asian guy. I'm probably getting this wrong.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
There was a lot of, oh God, someone correct me on this. There was a movie.
You're the movie guy.
Yeah, but not this old. I'm looking up Charlie Chan right now. But basically they took a white actor and dressed him up like an Asian and had him pretend to be, yeah, Charlie Chan is a fictional character, played by some people, but they're white. That's the point. Anyway. This is not that. This is not taking like an offensive character and putting it out there. This is a legitimate character. It's a kid's Halloween costume. Why is it so controversial?
They're not bashing it. It's children being what they want to be. Like, they like this Disney character. This they want to dress up as, and no one's bashing Polynesians or anything with it.
Aaron also said, I showed this to my wife and she laughed out loud. And had one other comment from Amanda Kern. I have not read what she said, so I'm kind of curious to see where it goes. It's a character, of course. The costume has to look like the character. I guess non-white girls should have to stop dressing as any white princess. I feel like racism is a choice made with something like skin color in mind. It's racist to tell a white kid they can pretend to be Maui. Also, will the movie have the Hawaiian goddess with the detachable vagina? It's a thing. Cards Against Humanity taught me about it. Jesse?
Dude, I don't know anything about Hawaiian deities.
How would a detachable vagina work? Isn't the point of the vagina that's connected to what I've been told is a like conveyor belt, which delivers the signal to the stork, which brings you the baby?
Yes, that is what happens.
Tell me how it worked when I had Mike. You're spot on, man.
Spot on.
Wait, Mike's your son? I thought he was your older brother.
Oh God!
Not as tall as I am.
Almost. Shit.
But anyway, no, like. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I'm gonna.
I don't know anything about detachable vaginas.
Honestly, like the only reason I knew about Maui was because of the Pacific Islander Roadhog skin.
The only reason I knew about Maui was because earlier tonight I saw a trailer for a movie called Moana, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui, which is what this costume is based on.
Yeah, like I said, that because I saw that like. And I was like, oh, that looks kind of cool. Because I actually thought when I first saw the Pacific Islander cost like a skin for Roadhog, I thought it was almost like a Maori warrior. And I was like, oh, this is kind of neat. I'm going to look up and see what else I could find on this. And no, yeah, Maui, the whole like a Hawaiian demigod.
Where's the outrage over that costume?
Over that
Roadhog skin? Isn't Roadhog a big fat white guy?
Yes. But the Pacific Islander skin. No, there's actually have been complaints about skins in Overwatch, like Symmetra. She has one of her skins is the, it's a Hindu god.
Yeah, it's, Shiva? Shiva.
Yeah.
Not Vishnu. I was thinking, not Vishnu.
No,
Shiva's the female one.
Yes.
No, never mind.
Ganesha.
There's that one there too. Elephant.
Yes. Which one's Vishnu?
I don't know.
Vishnu
is the multi, it might be Vishnu.
Vishnu's the elephant head one.
No, Vishnu.
Vishnu is the multi-armed girl.
No, that's Shiva. Because they have swords, and she will kill you.
No, Vishnu has
arms. Well, I only remember that because
of multiple arms.
All right, so
Shiva, No, Shiva only has two arms.
Are you sure?
Because I'm a little embarrassed to admit.
Granted, it's been a really long time since I had my Asian art history class, but.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed to admit the only reason I know about Vishnu having many arms is because of The Simpsons. Apu sings a song of it, The Many Arms of Vishnu.
I was going to say that and that damn Linkin Park song where they talk about.
Oh, yeah. And that one album that only me, you, and Carrie Walker like.
Yup. My favorite Linkin Park album.
My favorite Linkin Park album.
Oh, yeah, most of my Hindu religion history I get from Apu Hapasapima.
I mean, I had an art history class with all that stuff in
it. Hapasapima Petalon.
It's been a long time.
Long
time.
So, I mean, it might actually be Shiva, though, because she does have multiple arms in the one pose she has, I think. Anyway. Yeah, no, there was a lot of outrage over that. Like, Hindu professors are like, no, that's not okay. But no, there hasn't been any outrage over Roadhog, because, I mean, I guess most people just didn't get it.
I don't get the outcry over these kind of things. It's like, yes, there is definitely racist stuff out there. At Halloween especially, you can get the bling costumes where people paint their faces black and have the grill. You can get the offensive Mexican outfits. You can get offensive outfits at Halloween, but this isn't that. And those costumes aren't that. They're harmless.
It's little kids' costume.
You're taking away joy from little kids. You're exposing kids to racism when they didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Like, it's not okay for you to wear this.
You're black. You can't be a white character. Why not? You just can't. You're white. You can't
just crush that little girl that she's not allowed to be Snow White.
Yeah.
Or Elsa. More relevant to now.
If you're gonna, what are you gonna tell me?
I remember at the mall there were a lot of little black girls that were wanting to be Snow White.
Well, apparently, I think if people have their way, eventually the only one black girls can play is Princess
Tiana.
A lot of Tianas in Cape Girardeau this year.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a terrible slope.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Because you got friends on the other side.
Again, this goes back to actually the very beginning of the episode. It's 2016. Let people do what they want.
Yes. Like, we should be the free exchange of ideas, like Aaron Picard said.
Quit
we
the
should
racist
be able to do
crap.
That.
Quit the PC crap.
As long as we still hold on to that racist stuff and those racist terms and stuff like that, even the people that aren't being racist are still perpetuating racism.
Yeah, you know,
promoting racism, whatever. They're still promoting racism by trying to not be racist. It's weird. I don't know if I'm describing this correctly.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, just like recognizing that it's there or acknowledging it when it isn't there.
Yeah, you're creating racism where there was no racism.
Yeah. Because again, like, this would be different if it was like those costumes where it comes with a blackface kit or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's racist. Like, if there's a difference between something that was created, with a racist, like, in motives, like, it was racially motivated versus, like, this costume is extremely innocent. It's their new character.
From a Disney film.
In a Disney film, like, their newest franchise, their newest IP.
Merchandising.
Whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is just a kid's costume from that.
And shame on you for taking that away.
I just feel like people have been so conditioned to think of racism.
That
I hate to
offensive.
Say that. Yeah. And if you don't say anything, then they don't want to say anything because they don't want to put themselves out there and try and fix anything. Like, they're just like, oh, well, if I just don't say anything, then I won't be part of the problem. You have to help stop it.
There is a great video. Go watch this video. It's on Hulu's site of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog talking to young voters in college.
Oh, no.
And
it's terrible.
It's terrible, but in a great way. Like, the way he breaks down this new wave of super PC, like, they're offended by the term freshman. They want to be called first year students. Freshmen offend them. I'm not joking.
What?
Get out.
Yes, they don't want to call it, the word poor should no longer be in use. It's a long list of people that are economically challenged and this and that. This
economically challenged.
I was going to say financially challenged, but okay.
This wave of super PC bullshit.
It needs to stop.
It needs to stop. I'm not saying let's go full Trump on it.
Because people are freaking babies.
Yeah, no, like, okay. Racial slurs, bad.
Ethnic slurs, bad. Of homosexual slurs, bad. Dressing up like a Maui character from
a Disney movie.
Not bad. Calling yourself a freshman.
Not
bad. Offensive.
Being poor. Why is it now, like, why is it offensive to call some, or to say that someone's poor?
Yeah.
Like, that just
Are
makes being
Burns?
Poor worse.
And also, by the way, you fucking white bread college students over there at that college who don't want to call me poor because that's offensive to me. Fuck you. You don't know anything about me or how we grew up poor. We were poor. That's what we were. Don't try to defend me. I don't need your defense.
I mean, that's honestly, that's the worst kind of pity.
I'm offended by that. Yeah.
Like, yeah, cause that's just like, now those people couldn't help the fact they didn't have money.
They were financially challenged. Life wasn't fair to them. Fuck you.
Seriously. Like that actually is just, it's insulting pity. It's kind of like one of those, like it's that well-meaning grandma. Like, with black people, like, oh, those poor people, those poor dears, that's not their fault, their inferior race.
Now I am angry.
Yeah, like, the more I think about this, like, I don't like that.
Uppity fuckers.
Yeah, it's like the rich folk. Let's just pity
the
on them more.
Here.
That, like I said, it's the worst kind of pity.
All right, let's stop talking about all that. We gotta wrap it up here pretty soon. Before we do, Jesse, what you got on tap for Nerd Up this week? I love doing this to him because I don't know if he's actually researched it yet.
No, I mean, I
like
write,
to put him on the spot.
I write stuff down throughout the week. And I mean, I've got a few things written down. Like, I don't have a big topic for this Sunday though. Like,
so,
just a
sun and moon is getting real close. We kind of need to make a deadline for our gyms.
Yeah.
We should also start working on them.
Yeah.
Hunter and Ace are done.
Seriously?
They've been done for weeks, and I think Dalton is too.
I mean, I spent today at work thinking about it because it was real boring.
How about those new Pokemon they revealed?
See, I was going to talk about some of the new Pokemon they showed off. I was going to talk about.
On Sunday, I can actually be on the show if you
need
me.
It is going to be a morning show.
It's going to be what?
It is going to be a morning show.
God damn it.
Oh, that's right. Clash of the Champions is Sunday.
All right. I'll get up.
All right, cool. Because I was actually going to ask you about that after the show. But anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The
Ghost Rider.
Season premiere happened. It's got Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, but not the one you want.
No. Well.
It's Reyes, right?
Yeah, Robbie Reyes.
Yeah.
And
doesn't he drive a car?
Yes.
And not a motorcycle?
Is it on fire still?
Yeah.
Yes. It actually. Okay. Sneak peek. It was awesome.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah. I'll talk a lot more about it on Sunday because I a lot of people, including myself, were down on it. And yeah, no, good stuff. I'm trying to remember what else I had written down. Like I said, I've got a notepad, at work, like at my other job. Then, as I see news popping up, just kind of write it down. Steam's new review service. That was another one I was going to talk about.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
You know who you need on your show at some point?
Who's that?
Austin Lane. The best of the best from rope to rope, pillar to post.
Yes.
Austin, are you listening? All right. So this, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's a wrestler in CCW. He's the one that fought Ricochet at the show we watched.
Oh, the Great Pumpkin. He was in orange.
Yes. He was in the orange.
Okay. I nicknamed them all to make it more fun.
Well, I've been talking to Austin Lane, because you know, we did that show for CCW and we're going to be there this Saturday watching it. Jesse will be there.
Yes.
Mandy, are you going to be there?
Yes. I'm taking pictures again.
Awesome. I've been talking to him and dude is a super, I hope he's listening because I didn't mention this on last night's show. Dude is a super nerd. He has subscribed to every loot box, he told me. He is a comics nerd. He's a Ghostbusters nerd. In fact, in the promo that he did against Brandon Barbwire for the show, he said he had three or four lessons and one of which was never let Viggo the Carpathian babysit your kid.
That's fantastic.
And I wish I had mentioned that on the show last night, but I was so fucking angry that I forgot to. But he wants to be on Nerd Up. He's talked about it. And we should get him on the show.
I'm down.
He's a fantastic guy.
Austin Lane, reach out. You got me on Twitter. Like, you find me, man.
One last thing before we go. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I have made a conscious effort to watch the new season of American Horror Story. Has anyone else watched?
I
wanted to watch the past seasons, but you and Bob gave up on it, so I wasn't gonna watch it by myself.
So angry.
I watched it on Netflix.
The only reason I watched it so far is because it's about Roanoke.
And that's why I was interested.
No, the reason I wanted to watch it was because they had all those damn commercials with the what's it about, and I didn't want to watch it, but I thought, I need to watch it. I need to know what this fucking show's about. It's gonna drive me crazy.
I'm a little mad now that you watched it without me.
Don't be.
Because it's crap.
I feel the anger off of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. And here's why. They do it in a
documentary. It's jarring is what I've been told.
Well, they do it in a documentary style. Like Paranormal Witness or those shows where the people talk to the camera about what happened and then they go to reenactments. That's how the season is. So
that's weird.
Why would I be afraid of a show where the characters are talking to me about what happened to them? Clearly they're alive. So why would I be afraid for them? And plus you're telling me that this is a reenactment. This isn't what actually happened.
Huh. That is definitely not American Horror Story
style. It's
not.
It's really, we're two episodes in, and Lindsay, if you want to watch it, I'll rewatch it with you. I don't mind.
You should watch Freak Show. I actually really enjoyed that season.
Everyone at work is like, you need to rewatch this.
That's what
like,
she's watching.
But I didn't watch any of it.
And I know this story. I know all of the American Horror Story seasons, but I don't watch them. This is the first one I've watched since season one. And Lindsay, you remember how much I hated season one?
I know. That's why you didn't want to watch anymore. It was still interesting. I didn't necessarily say it was good, but it kept your attention.
The ghost got her pregnant.
I know. That's when it got stupid.
I mean, okay. I've watched every season on Netflix, which the last one they added was Freak Show.
Yeah. I think the new one's up now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sweet. Give me something new to watch.
Hotel.
It's the one that has Lady Gaga in it.
Yes.
And I actually, because I heard that one was really good, so I'm kind of excited to watch it. But yeah, I watched, it's the first season I enjoyed, like, outside of, you know, there was a couple of little quirks with it that weren't too great. Asylum, I didn't like much. The ending was really weird.
So I want to see Asylum because I hear it's got aliens.
It does, which is what makes it really weird. I'm trying to think. Season three was The Coven. Witches, The Coven. That one, okay. Season three was bad. Like, Ace, I think, put this in the best way he could. They were talking about a war between humans, witches, and voodoo priestesses. And they made that boring.
How do you make that boring?
Right? Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, you know what it
needed? Of course, that's also the same reason that my anthropology class that I thought sounded awesome, because it was labeled rituals, myth, and magic, would be cool. But no, it was boring because it was all non-literate societies.
See what,
like Marble Hill?
The best part. What made that season, like the best part of that season was Bobby Boucher's mom.
Oh, Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates was in that, or it was in that season.
She's been in every season since then.
Yeah.
She's in this one too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And she was in the hotel one.
That's what they do is they'll add new actors every year and then they'll just keep carrying on.
That's what's made me want to go back and watch it, because the girls that I work with that are watching it are saying, like, there's little, like, hidden things in that link back to the other
ones. Because they're all in the same universe.
Yeah.
Like, they're different characters, but they still link back through the different events.
The one thing that I wish is that Jessica Lange would finally play a different character.
She's out.
Well, I mean, I know she's not in the season.
She wasn't in last season either.
She wasn't? Okay.
No, I think Coven was her last one.
No, she was in Freak Show.
Oh yeah, Freak Show's the last one because she's the main.
She's
not in Freak Show. They had Lady Gaga with Freak Show.
No, that's Hotel. Freak Show was Jessica Lange still.
That's what I mean.
Because Jessica Lange was she started out like she would be a different and more interesting character in Freak Show, and then she very quickly devolved into the same character that she's played and like had played in the previous three seasons.
Well, she's out now.
That's kind of sad because I really like Jessica Lange. I just wish they would, you know, give her a different character to play.
Gaga's in.
Yeah,
she's in the new season as well.
And I heard it was good.
And this season they added Cuba Gooding Jr.
Woo!
Which is pretty awesome. Playing the whitest black guy I've seen on television since Urkel.
That's fantastic. Because I love Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that he's getting some work.
All right. So now we're excited about American Horror Story. I'm going to go home and eat some dinner and calm Lindsay down.
I'm calm.
She's angry now.
She's now moved to upset.
Yeah.
It's because you have always been like, no, I don't care anymore. I don't want to watch it. And then.
But I had to know. All right. So. They had so many promos. One was of a monster crawling towards the screen. One was of a ghost pulling a girl down the stairs. I'm like, I have to know. It worked. Their marketing worked. I had to know what season six was about. And apparently it's about the Lost Colony. Croatoan. Roanoke Island. If you don't know what the Lost Colony is, it's real. Look it up. It's one of the greatest mysteries in American history.
So I was proud of myself when one of the girls I worked with was talking about it, said that name. And I'm like, you mean the Lost Colony? She's like, I guess.
Where'd they lose it? No one knows. All right, we're out of here. Hopefully you'll hear the sports show on Saturday, but you might not, because apparently Hollywood Cody Sandusky doesn't need us anymore. Congratulations, Cody, by the way.
Yes, big congratulations to Cody.
We'll let him tell the story.
Yes.
That's his announcement to make. We are out of here for the weekend. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up, and then, of course, we'll do the whole thing again next week. Thank you guys for listening. Mandy, since you are a special guest this week, take us out.
See ya.